96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas South Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros. Sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. With a cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man.
We're back at you. The Thursday edition of Talking Heads is on. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're live, like I said, on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Thursday edition of Talking Heads. What happened to the week, man? Hey, I don't mind getting closer to the weekend, quick, fast, and in a hurry, but I'm just saying, this week took off. What you saying there, Mr. Producer? I thought it was just Monday. I mean, hey, June got a mind of its own right now. But, you know, we're up and we're running. You know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And, of course, you can chime in on the text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. We're on cable channel 969 and, of course, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And you know how we get it started. We get it started with that mind-bending brain teaser. Yeah, I like to leave you work stress at work. We make that work run, that school run, as much fun as possible. Have a good conversation, you know, as we get you to and fro and to and from, however you want to say it. All right, so let's jump on in. Let's start with your brain teaser. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner is Mike Rivera, America's Funniest Teacher. You know him from The View. He's definitely a hoot. Future comedian, the comic doc himself, Vian Parmesan. All my Filipinos in the 242, you need to come check out your homeboy. He got jokes. I ain't gonna lie. Funny dude. So those, and of course, yours truly. So funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. All right, and we're located between the Carlton and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. So come get your laugh on at the Joker's Wild. And all you need is that vax card and a rapid antigen test, and you're good to go for the show. All right, here we go. Where do we start? I got a couple of good questions I could go with today. They gave me some good ones to work with, but let me see which one is more applicable to you guys. A recent survey of 100 Bahamians, all right? Survey revealed, 50 men, 50 women, by the way. Survey revealed that 77% cannot go to sleep without this and cannot sleep without this. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Ready, steady, go. And I'll check out the text lines as soon as I get the text phone. We ain't got no text phone today? Huh? Somebody carried a text phone by mistake? Well, it couldn't be Zhivago. Zhivago carried a phone? The only damn day in the studio, he's carried a phone? Zhivago, listen here, man. You used to be doing satellite broadcasting, right? That's like satellite courses. You broadcast from anywhere around the world. We respect that. The only day you can come in the studio, you can take the phone? Now, listen here. Y'all don't want comedians to talk about y'all politicians and former politicians and y'all having nice fingers, right? But bring the phone back, man. Listen, I want all my texters. What y'all need to do is text that phone and tell Zhivago, bring the phone back. Naughty need the phone. Make it happen. And Mr. Producer, next time you're in studio, you got to check in before I leave. I ran here looking for the newspapers. They gone. I looking for the mints. They gone, too. Zhivago, what's going on with you, man? You mean he could be in here tomorrow, Kermit? He in tomorrow for the Friday Lovers Rock session? You know he's good on memory lane. Because if he in the studio, I might have to show up tomorrow. Show up a little early. If I know you can get out of phone today, I was going to show up early today, too. But anyway, Zhivago, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for God's sake, bring back the phone, please. Thank you. I've been guilty of that too, you know, Zhivago, but the only thing is I realized it in the parking lot and I brought it back in. Yeah, but he ain't in the parking lot. He way further away in the parking lot. Hey, let them put that on the news too. APB bulletin for the phone, all right? But listen, you all text us, you all out of luck. Blow up Zhivago pocket with the phone with your answers. Only way you can get your answer today for the trivia is to call in. All right? That's how I got to work. Not my fault. Not my fault. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Bobby, man. Boy, I'm so sorry, man. I'm on my way back with the phone.
Hey, Zhivago. What's happening, man?
I'm coming back with the phone.
Man, only day you in studio, you carry the phone. What's going on, man? You don't never carry when you're broadcasting from all over the world. Today, the only day you're in studio, you carry the phone.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Hey.
I'm bringing the phone back.
For that, you got to play two
captains. They are texting you.
I'm telling you, listen, tomorrow you got to play not one, but two captain in Tunisia. I can make it hard for you.
I got you, man.
But always good to hear from you, my brother. Everybody good with you and yours, man?
Yes, sir.
And I always enjoy the show driving to work, man. Very motivational and inspirational, man. And informative.
Thank you, my friend. Likewise, man. Always appreciate your humor. What brings us life.
Yeah, boy, if you don't laugh, you can cry. So you may as well laugh, you know?
Many days. But I should be there soon.
No worries, my brother. Be safe. Always good to hear from you, man.
Likewise.
Take care. All right. But I tell you, boy, Kirby, I tell you, Zhivago, feel it. Well, them people blowing him up for that trivia question right now. All right, so what are we going to do? Let's keep it moving. Let's get up into the headlines. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, at Fine Threads, if you buy one pair of denim jeans or one denim outfit, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value, absolutely free. If you get a full men's suit or a full men's suit package, you're going to get half off of a boy's suit. So you definitely want a suit package. So you definitely want to check that out and more. Check them out online, as a matter of fact, finethreads.com. Look at all the new arrivals. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill Mackey Street or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. In both locations, available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? And I'm looking at the headlines today, man. And a couple jump out at me. But boy, we got to see where we going with these. All right? Because you got to get one absolutely right. You can't bungle this one. All right? And that, of course, is government to move on marijuana law. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Attorney General Ryan Pinder says bill to reach House by year's end. Attorney General Ryan Pinder said yesterday the government intends to advance its cannabis bill to develop a comprehensive regulatory framework for growing, harvesting, and exporting cannabis within the first 6 months of the new fiscal year. This legislation is internationally benchmarked against the countries around the world in the industry, said Pinder during the budget debate in the Senate. The framework will be for the regulation of the medical cannabis industry from the farm to the border and will also provide a separate regulatory framework for industrial hemp, for wellness products, and for industrial use such as clothing, rope, and building materials made from hemp. Now, listen. Still too broad right there, in my opinion. Okay? Now, yes, you want to look at cannabis for the medicinal qualities of the cannabis plant. That is where you get your medicinal marijuana from cannabis. Now, if you want your industrial products, that comes from the hemp plant. The hemp plant does not have the medicinal qualities that the cannabis plant does. Okay? And something that's glaring in there, you want to push medicinal and legalize medicinal, but you don't speak to legalization or decriminalization of recreational, but yet you want to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. It's too much of a gray area. You need to have medicinal and recreational legalization and decriminalization and have the hemp industry market. Have that hemp industry. Yes, indeed. For health products, for clothing, for rope. I totally agree. But you got to get it right. Because the region is dragging their heels, dragging their feet in the mud, all right, spinning their wheels in the mud. So we have an opportunity to do it right and get ahead of the game. People have had legislation within the region, but they haven't enacted on it. We need to get our legislation right and enact on it. And it needs to be legislation that allows all Bahamians to have a stake in the game. Not the same old, usual players who got the money to play in the game. This market is big enough for everyone. So, at the end of the day, we got to get it right. And what's your take on it? Chime in. Let me know. Some people are still against legalization and decriminalization. Some are for it. So chime in. Let me just chime in, you know, medicinally. I think if you look medicinally, it does have its benefits. Because if you look at most of all of the medicines used now in the world, in major instances, they're opioid-based, which leads to opioid addiction long-term. We need to get away from that. And there's a lot of, you know, cannabis-based medicinal products that do the same thing, have better results, and do not have the addiction that opioid-based drugs do. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Legalizing cannabis in the Bahamas. We cannot even feed ourselves. And they can take the land and grow cannabis and hemp. And nothing to feed the people. And they can take the cannabis, they can get high. So we decide we want to destroy ourselves.
Ma'am.
I'm totally against it. I'm totally against it. Take the land and grow food. We cannot feed ourselves.
Okay, and that's a very good point that you raised, ma'am. You know, we should be into feeding ourselves and self-sustenance. But let me just counter with this. Do you know that the rope industry, the hemp rope industry, is a $2 billion a year industry? We could make money off of hemp rope and still be able to combat the food crisis, still be able to provide land, and as a matter of fact, make it a point that off that industry, X amount through the taxation or whatever will go to feeding programs and self-sustenance and so on and so forth. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Grundy Data, just talking away so long with you, Naughty.
What's going on, my brother?
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Agreed.
Yes. I want to try the Tribune.
Okay, go ahead.
Turn the light off.
No, not turn the light off. That's a good answer, but no, that's not turn the light off.
Okay, thank you.
All right, think about it and call me back. But let me ask you a question. You've been around for a minute, man, and you've seen it on multiple levels. Do you think we've reached the point now we need to seriously look at legalization and decriminalization of medicinal and recreational marijuana?
No, because the thing is, you got more people, a lot of people that are doing bad, right? And when you're going to take our money and, you know, put into drugs, only certain people going to benefit.
Now, if it was a market that was beneficial to all Bahamians, from the grassroots to the upper crust, do you think that might make it more palatable?
Well, if it planned that way, but it's not going to be that way because the people would get the big money, they're going to establish the farms and what's not. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can look at it from that level, which I think is correct with what you said. Obviously, those kind of participants will be able to step in into the major portion of it as far as, you know, as far as farming and growing. However, you still have to get the product out there. And I think there's an opportunity for the smaller man to get into the market, pay licensing fees, and be in legitimate business.
They ain't going to do anything with the small man. See, the thing is, the small man going to grow the trees right in the back of his yard.
If he's okay? If he's disenfranchised and he's not allowed to come to the table, would they were allowed to come to the table?
But you think they're going
and
to
and they paid it? Licenses and they paid fees in order to do that and produce their crops.
You see, only on the big shot. Now, you see, let me show you something. Right now, that drugs, right, are illegal, right? And people are making billions of dollars off it because it's illegal. A lot of people don't want it to become legal.
Well, you know, that goes back to the way back when, you know, in America, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When the Food and Drug Administration labeled it a drug because they didn't know what to do with it. And they didn't want people to make money off it, so it became taboo and it became bad.
They was making rope and stuff, sale and stuff with it from that time.
From that time. So that's why, from an industrial standpoint, I see no problem with it. I mean, we have a lot of space in the Family Islands where we can actually get industries going. If you look at it, farming, a lot of people aren't into self-sustenance and self-sustaining, and we do need to look at that, you know what I mean, as a nation.
Not only that.
And the average age of the farmer is 70. Maybe you could get younger people to get into farming if they had the opportunity to get into the hemp industry and make money off the hemp industry.
But you know the government going to get its people who they want to farm it.
But you see, Raymond, we trying to have a conversation like in utopia, I believe. You know what I mean? Because we ain't factoring everything. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let me try the tribute again.
No problem, man. What you got?
Take off their shoe?
No, that ain't it.
Oh. Okay.
Keep it on, because some of them got toe jam. Anyway, baby.
Not you do well, man.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man. Thanks for chiming in as always.
You're the Christ. You're Christ. You're the same.
All right, my brother.
All right.
And yeah, y'all chiming in. Let me know what you feel, man. Should it be legalized? Should it be decriminalized? Should it be medicinal and recreational? Should it be medicinal only? There's layers to it. So we need to hear about it. Another big headline today blazing up. Taxi drivers trying to ride out historic high gas prices. It ain't just the taxi drivers. It's me and you too. And yeah, cab drivers, y'all all right with me. And I know that y'all did the Burma Road years ago. And I know the struggle and tribulation y'all been through with the pandemic. I see y'all every night when I struggling through my tribulation with the pandemic too, coming from the club. I know what's going on. Solidarity, my brothers. It's all good. But don't think you are special with these gas prices. We all feeling these damn gas prices. You know what the new thing is now, Kermie? In the States, instead of dudes making it rain at the strip club and just taking the dollar bills and throwing them in the air, they go into the gas station, putting in like $50 or $100 worth of gas and pouring it out on the ground. That's the way they show how they balling now. Gas wastage. I tell you, babe, stupidity is universal. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You're talking about the taxis. Let me ask you something.
But you called back quick on that one, Bremen.
Say it again?
I say you called back quick on that one.
Yeah, let me ask you something. To get from downtown to the airport, what would that cost by a taxi?
Boy, from downtown to the airport, you're probably in the 25 to 30 range, because I guess they try to charge you almost 40 to PI in that neighborhood. But hey, cab drivers, anybody in the cab industry listening, chime in, give me a call, and let me know what the fare is from the airport to downtown, airport to, say, Green Parrot, on East Bay Street and airport over the bridge. Let me know what it should be legally and fairly.
Well, right now, about $20 to $30. That's about how much gas?
Man, $30
of gas.
That's
one,
maybe
two, three.
That might be.
That's about
4 gallons of gas, maybe.
$7.
It's almost $7 a gallon now. You got $6.97 at Shell, $6.98 at Rubis, $7.39 at Esso.
$7.39?
Yeah, man. So basically, a gallon of gas cost a little more than $5 when the year started. And right now, a gallon is at $7.39 peak price at Esso.
I see.
So if they're making $30, that's maybe, you know.
And how much you think they want?
Well, now, if you ask my cab driver friends, you know, they ain't cheap. They ain't gonna price themselves cheap. They can price themselves at least a $60-$80 ride. You know how they go.
And that would be about
My point, Bremen, is this. I get it. I feel their pain. I know they're an industry where they have to ride up and down a lot and use gas to make money. And obviously, they might have to increase their fares a little bit. But at the same time, Joe Public is feeling it too, my brother. $7.39 is real, boy. Bremen, we lost you. I don't know what happened there. Your phone dropped. Call me back if you need to. But yeah, $7.39 is real. So cab drivers, I feel you're paying, my brothers and sisters. But guess what? Hey now, we all in this together. All right, that's a wrap on your headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's slide up into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to all of your footwear, your fast fashions, your workwear, and the accessories to match, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out, because at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right, listen, this is not going away, and it continues to buzz. And I want you to chime in and let me know what your feeling is today on it, because it's not going away and it's continuing to linger, and obviously at some point it's going to have to be addressed. But at the end of the day, it continues to emanate. MP for Long Island Adrian Gibson, heels firmly entrenched, dug into the sand, I ain't going nowhere. Now you have cries for resignations. You have cries for people to say, let it play out. You have other people saying that legally he can't be removed, so on and so forth. At the end of the day, this is all going to play out. It's going to play out. And you could look back in hindsight and said, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Or you could approach it going in being proactive rather than reactive. At some point, the F&M have to circle the wagons and deal with this, as does Mr. Gibson. Again, as a friend, and I consider Mr. Gibson a friend, known him for a long time. I always told him personally, I said it publicly, once it's not a witch hunt, the chips must fall where they may. Now, looking at the situation, there has been a lot of posturing and a lot of maneuvering, but at the end of the day, you have to look at the bigger picture. And I still remain of this opinion. It would be better to resign, have your day in court, and if you are innocent, as you claim you are, then you will be, you know, you'll be exonerated. And you'll have every opportunity to regain what potentially was taken from you, and you'll have an opportunity to run again. And obviously, if the folks in Long Island are into you and on your run as they claim they are and as you claim they are, that shouldn't be a problem. And if you really wanted to think about it like this, you could resign and run as an independent and still have your way. But right now, what's going on is a huge distraction. And the PLP propagandists are very smart. They're fanning the flames. That's what they should do. But here we are, several days into it now, still going back and forth on this situation in Long Island. At some point, the F&M needs to put their foot down, circle the wagons. Mr. Pinto maybe needs to exercise some leadership on this. He said he's going to stand by, you know, Mr. Gibson. But at the end of the day now, how it's playing out, maybe you need to revisit that. Because at the end of the day, perception is a serious thing. And it's what people formulate in their minds, but stays in their minds. And this right now is not a good look. It's not a good look. And in areas where the PLP has dropped the ball, it's not being addressed because people are too focused on the sensational finger-pointing, you know, for lack of a better word, Hollywood-style news stories that we have, especially, again, dealing with politicians before the courts. So we got to get over that. We got to get off that. All right? And that's a wrap right there on the buzz. And hopefully tomorrow when we talk about it, we won't be talking about that. Something else will be buzzing. Let's keep it moving right now and slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. KFC, I remind you that you are open until midnight, all right? Midnight, 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 all right? Drive-thrus are open until midnight. Thank you, my brother. Hey, that's one thing about Kermit D, you know. He will surprise you with the, hey, it's like a real Alfred the Batman, you know. And that's a compliment because you're younger than Batman. All right. So we'll get into the global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right? And KFC reminds you, they're open until midnight. Those drive-thrus are open until midnight. So you can get your finger licking on. They're opening and frying until midnight. All right? And don't forget that they got some great new meals going on. All right? One that I definitely want you to check out is the Flavorful Box with 3 pieces of chicken legs and whole wings, mashed potatoes with gravy, corn, biscuit and soda, all of that goodness, $9.95. Definitely want to check that out as well at your favorite KFC location, all right? And everything's available for you for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. And those drive-throughs are open until midnight. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I told you. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And boy, where do we start? A new study claims that taking vitamins and supplements is actually a waste of time and money for most people. We mentioned to you yesterday, and it has been confirmed, Tony Siragusa, the NFL defensive tackle who became one of the game's biggest players and personalities, died Wednesday at the age of 55. No details as far as cause of death have been released yet. President Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama are going into the business with Audible, the Amazon-owned audio storytelling platform. Casey Affleck's girlfriend, Kaylee Cowan, woke up Tuesday morning to find an intruder standing over her bed inside her L.A. home. She screamed, and the guy made a run for it. Gerard Butler plays United States Secret Service agent Mike Banning in those three Has Fallen movies, and we understand he signed a deal for three more of those movies plus a possible TV series. Mayim Bialik will be taking some days off from Jeopardy after testing positive for COVID. Martha Stewart is also isolating after a positive test. In Uvalde, Texas, it looks like they've decided they're going to tear down Robb Elementary, the site of that school shooting that occurred last month. I think that's a good look right there. Tear it down and put something else up there. Luke Combs and his wife, Nicole, have welcomed their first child together into the world, a boy, Tex Lawrence Combs. And pretty much that's a wrap. Hailey Bieber launched a skincare line of products she called Rode, which is her middle name. A little market research would have revealed that there was already another company out there by that name, so they're suing. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. We're going to take our quick break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we'll get back into it. We'll have our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll open up the lines. We'll talk medicinal marijuana legalization, recreational marijuana legalization, decriminalization. We'll also talk about the gas prices. We'll continue that. And I got some information on those cab fares as well. So I'll bring you up the stuff. Brayman, I got that info for you. And I'll be bringing it to you right after the break, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing. But silence hides violence, and we don't want to land up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them, and the message just get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC Fried Chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Time to take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. I'm about to open up the lines for you, but I got to remind you, man, get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. Try the new cake batter signature latte, combining rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor for a party in every cup. I can endorse it. It is all good. And that and the donuts and all your favorite sandwiches waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and pre-clearance and post-clearance at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9. I guess it ain't you. Call me back. Real quick, a lot of you hit me back and said, well, Naughty, what about those cab prices? All right, yeah, well, thanks to my super producer, we have them. All right? And according to, you know, to this information, there's no shortage of cabs available at LPIA. Okay? Taxis are available outside the U.S. international and domestic terminals. Taxi rates are based on two passengers. Each additional passenger is U.S. $4. There's an additional fee of $2 for each additional piece of luggage beyond two pieces. One suitcase and one carry-on per person, then anything over that is $2. Oversized bags, golf bags, and boxes are subject to an additional U.S. $3 fee. Children under 3 years of age are free. Now, your zones from the LPIA. To Bain and Grantstown, $24. Cable Beach, $22. Coral Harbor, $26. Hold on, Kramy. Coral Harbor closer to the airport than Cable Beach. What kind of math is that? Anyhow, let's continue. Downtown is $32. So Bremen, like I told you, using the 25 to 30 area. Boom, $32 for downtown. Elizabeth and East End, $36. Angleston, $27. Check this one, Kramy. Lyford Key, right down the street, $24. Well, that's Lyford Key price. I get that. But still, Mount Pleasant, $18, which is right there by Lyford Key. So it's just $6 more to go through the gate. So it's a $6 gate fee. Marathon is $28. Now, hold on. Coral Harbor is $26. And that's right there, Kermy. Marathon is $28. All the way in the east for $2 more the marathon. What kind of Montague Shores? $41. Paradise Island, $38. Prince George Dock, $32. South Ocean, $26. Additional bridge toll, the $2 will be charged. Listen, I need somebody to explain this math to me here. I appreciate the person who sent it to you, don't get me wrong, and I see that it's in an official capacity, but my God, how come Montague Shores jump up? Montague Shores, what happened? They know rich people live in Montague Shores. They $41. That's even more expensive than Lyford Key and Paradise Island. So, that's what you're up against. If you come home and you need to take a cab from the airport, that's what you're dealing with. Yeah. Boy, I tell you. Anyway, like I said, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, buddy.
What's happening?
You need to check the fee from the airport to Gambia and from the airport to Airport Industrial Park. They charge me $20 from the airport.
Stop it. I'm looking at some of these prices right now, my brother, and I'm like, I can't figure out the math. Does the math make sense to you on this? Because it's $26 to go to Coral Harbor, but $28 to go to Marathon.
Check the one right for Gambia and Airport Industrial Park. Right, not right to the airport.
I got to check on that. That wasn't on my list, but I will check on that for sure.
All righty, thank you.
All right, my brother.
Good work, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening and contributing as well.
All righty.
Sherman, they charged the brother $20 to the Industrial Park at the airport. That's right there. That's like right there, babe. That's by the customs, right on the band. I mean, come on. Carl Harbor, $26. $26 for Carl Harbor. $24 to Lyford Key. $18 to Gambia. $20 to Industrial Park. That's all in that area. I need a cab driver to call me, man. Can I get a cab driver to call me and break it down for me? So I don't know. But anyway, here's the deal. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty.
Hey, how are you?
I just want to say what I was charged from the airport to Chippingham. I had a 5-year-old with me and a 10-year-old with me, and he charged me $40.
To Chippingham?
To Chippingham.
My God.
$40.
And see, you don't wanna get into this because I know the cab drivers are trying hard to make a living. They've been through the pandemic, but my God, you can't take it out on us either.
But not even
how they could charge you $40 to Chippingham and $32 to downtown. You got to pass Chippingham to go to downtown,
exactly.
And downtown is only $32. So I figure you owe you $9.
And this wasn't even when gas prices were at this range. This was last year.
My goodness.
Yep.
I mean, that's good to know because we just went down the whole list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me when I tell you, you know, I some of these prices don't make sense.
Yep.
$26 to Carl Harbor, but $28 to Marathon?
Marathon, yep.
$32 to downtown, and wouldn't Marathon be further than downtown?
Exactly.
Even if you take the highway?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I think maybe we need to have some standardization. In those prices where you get with the taxi union and you get with the government road traffic and you come together and say, listen, this is what's fair and applicable and you can make a living, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's not all put on the backs of Bahamians. Because tourists will play that in the blink of an eye. They don't care. It's part of the vacation, dude. Let's do it. Yes, awesome.
They have the extra fun.
Right.
Because I could say my daughter, she's in the States at college and she needs to get from say, from St. Leo's down to Lakeland, the Uber's charging a $50. That's like 20 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yep. you know, so it's pricey everywhere, but, I mean, at least with Uber, you got some recourse, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But thanks for chiming in. I just got an update, so you'll probably be interested in some of these prices. I just got this from the Ministry of Transport, Aviation, and Local Government.
Okay.
These are all the zone taxi cab fares for Nassau, New Providence. Boy, look here. So, yeah, I get that out for you right now.
Okay?
Thanks so much for chiming in. Boy, Zhivago Line, good to see you, man. Hey, we just found you drinking out of, man. Every time I see you looking younger and younger and younger, what's going on? God is good all the time. Okay, intermittent fasting, man. I can't do that. I'm a comedian. I gotta eat all the time. But good to see you, man. Looking forward to your show tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines, Kermit. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Buddy, why don't you send a clarion call out to the government to fix these friggin' roads, man?
Man, listen, I got to get Dorset back on the case. What's going on? I got to send Dorset, the pothole.
All over Nassau.
Which area are you in now?
Shirley Street.
Oh, God, yeah, I experienced that. You talking about the eastern end of Shirley Street up there by the National Theater and all of that, or are you talking further down?
Further down.
I think Shirley Street's completely gone because the eastern end has got some issues, and now to what Bay Street side is terrible.
From Mackey Street straight up to Grey Cliffs.
Yeah, that's horrible. But further back up, now coming from Montague's taking some wear and tear, too.
It's crazy, man.
At the end of the day, you know.
But you're paying for this.
Exactly. That was my point. At the end of the day, if you're paying for it, then let's have the best roads we can. At least let's have a good ride home to and from work and at least clear our mind that way without dropping in the hole.
It's just breaking people's cars up.
And listen, only people smiling by the roads, and you never hear complaining by the roads, are mechanics. Because they fix it more, you know. Piston and gearbox would fall out of the road.
The politicians have to drive on these roads every day also.
Yeah, but you know they drive in soft and government vehicle, man, and they chauffeur driven, man. Anything's fluffy. They ain't feeling it like me and you. But yeah, they need to get on it because at the end of the day, that's our roads we'd be paying for. That's our money. So you're absolutely right. We definitely need to have, you know, more bang for our buck. Let's look at this real quick. And like I said, this is from the Ministry of Transport and Aviation Local Government Zone Taxi Cab Fares for Nassau and New Providence as of December 2004. So this is about 18 years old, and it gone up. So this is what was issued back in 2004, okay? Let's look at some of these jumps. All right. International Airport, Lyford Key, South Ocean Beach, Cable Beach, Downtown Paradise Island, Montague Shores, Prince George Dock, Nassau. All from the International Airport. $15. Lyford Key was $15. South Ocean was $17. Cable Beach was $15, and then it went to $21. Then it went to $23. Then it went to $19. So it's varied over the times. You see? It's varied. Paradise Island was $27. Then it went up to $37. Montague Shores started off at 29. It's up to 39 now. It's crazy, man. So at the end of the day, what you have to do is look at it from where it started in 2004 to where it is now. And now we have to find a medium, a cap, that's beneficial to the cab drivers as well as the citizens. Because this hokey pokey, man, you it's all pot luck, it's all buck up go. You don't know what you're going to get. Except for a crazy fare. And if you know the fare going in, then you could plan around and either get a ride or prepare and budget coming back. I know I got to pay this much to get home. But it can vary every time you get it and you use it. You know? And you know, you got other companies now that you got tour companies and so on and so forth. They'll give you a better exclusive experience if you're going to charge those exorbitant prices. And then the tourists might now look at that as an experience. So you got to, you know, you don't want to cut off your nose in spite of your face. That's all I'm trying to say. And we all want you to make a living, and we all want you to, you know, get as much bang for your buck as you can. But at the same time, don't cut off your nose in spite of your face. All right, we'll take that last commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get right up into the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll get into the sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And the answer to today's trivia, y'all had some good answers, but none of y'all were correct. But let me look at the text now. Jesus, y'all been texting, eh? Wow. Naughty sounds like cab drivers are charging according to how long they've been waiting on the line. Sad. Wow, let me get this one here. It looks like they're not moving their cab for anything less than $20, no matter how close it is. All questions we need answered about legalization of marijuana have been answered by the gaming industry. There will be no small man benefiting. The big man will set up rinky-dink shops on every street corner in the inner city. Three men will become uber rich off poor people's backs. Hold on. Become rich off of poor people's backs while offering minimum wage jobs. Thousands of people in the lower economic classes will become new users. Some will graduate to harder drugs. In a few years, we'll start seeing another bump in the number of drugged out vagrants and wonder what changed. The industry will then launch a publicity campaign donating $200,000 to help with their problem they create. Listen, I get it, and I get your sarcasm, and your irony and your innuendo based off the gaming industry bill and how that panned out. But if this is done correctly, this could be beneficial. But it has to be done correctly, minus the same old, like you allude to, Texas. So I agree with you on that. But we got to find a happy medium on it. But I get your cynicism. Yes. Yeah, marijuana is a gateway to persons getting into agriculture. And another one, you know, I agree, recreational marijuana needs to be in the legislation. And I'm just reading this because we just got the phone back, so I wanted to make sure, you know, you all know what time it is. I was getting to your questions and all that good stuff, all right? And nobody chimed in, but the answer to the question was their cell phone. They can't go to sleep without it, and they can't sleep without it being in the bed. They need their cell phone to them all the time. And I might be part of that 77%. Hey, we all got flaws. That's a wrap right here on your first hour on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Good contributions. On the flip side of the break, we'll be getting into sports right after the news. So keep it right where you got it. It's Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, and fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Thursday edition, 5.08 p.m. is the time. And, of course, you know we're going to be talking sports now. I'll be joined shortly by Earl the Pearl. I know Pearlie will be chiming in. I know Peter Raheem will be chiming in. So, yeah, we'll be looking out for them. But as we do each and every day, when we started off, You got to start off with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopin Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, that boiled fish, stew fish, stew conch, souse, oh, G-double-O-D good. And they got the full fare of breakfast, too, so you can get your American and Bahamian cuisine on. All right, definitely, definitely worth the trip out there. Like I said, to the 04 Chopin Plaza, Monday, sorry, Wednesday and Friday, they got happy hour as well, 5 to 7. So definitely take advantage of that. All right, give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you today. 377-7776. Mr. Producer, look out for Earl of Pearl. I think he's trying to chime in. You know what I mean? And while he chimes in, I will go ahead and get Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Out of the way, today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. And on this day in sports history, 1904, the first American motorboat race took place on the Hudson River in New York City. 1917, Ernie Shore of the Boston Red Sox replaced Babe Ruth and retired all 26 batters he faced. Ruth had been ejected from the game. Yes. Babe Ruth, the Bambino, got ejected, but, you know, that's monster to come in afterwards and retire 26 straight batters. 1917, Mola Burgested won the Women's U.S. Lawn Tennis Association title for the third straight year. 1922, Johnny Weissmuller broke his own world records in the 300, 400, 440, and 500 meters in the swim meet in Honolulu, Hawaii, and then later on became Tarzan. Starred as Tarzan for many years in motion pictures, the great Johnny Weissmuller. 1972, U.S. President Nixon signed the Higher Education Act of 1972. Title 9 of this congressional act barred sex bias in athletics and other activities at colleges receiving federal assistance. 1991, a Mazda became the first Japanese car to win the Le Mans 24-hour race. And in 1996, Michael Johnson broke the world record for the men's 200-meter race. He ran it in 19.66 seconds. And your sports quote of the day, I will always be number one to myself, Moses Malone. And with that being said, I know he will always be number one to himself. Let's welcome in Earl the Pearl. What's going on, oh, Pearly? Oh.
I remember when he said, bo, bo, bo.
Yeah, I know.
Slap us.
Yep.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm having a good day. Don't just ask for the sweep in the rats. I'm having a good day.
So, at the end of the day, you know, you still got a couple hours to go, so you still can have a good day or a bad day.
But I said so far.
So far. So far. Your Dodgers could turn that into a bad day.
Don't be ready. We ready today. Got an early game.
And you got it out of the way already? I had a busy day today.
10-5. Kershaw gave 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 run, 7 Ks, 1 walk.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
2.02 ERA.
So, do your Dodgers, you know, get hot, Earl? Or are they still going to be, you know?
Actually, we scored 8 runs.
Nipping and tucking with the San Diego Padres.
Padres playing donkey teams right now. Playing Arizona Diamondbacks. Everybody's beat them, including us.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. Didn't Arizona beat y'all a couple of weeks ago, dude? Steal a couple from y'all?
They got a couple off of San Diego, too.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. I still think you're not going to win that division. I think San Diego's going to win that division over you.
Nah, the Dodgers can win that division running away. We can win that division by about 5.5 games.
I think you might be a wild card.
The Dodgers will win that division by more than 5 games. Marcus will tell the producer to take that piece of
paper. But, Pearly, you're 43-25. The Padres are 44-27. The St. Louis Cardinals are 40-30. The New York Mets are 45-26. And you got a lot of good teams that are leading divisions.
In June.
Atlanta's 41-30.
In June. My ace out. Walker Buehler out. Dustin May coming back after the All-Star break. Eddie Rios out. I got players hurt, and I still in the running. This June, get the dog days of summer coming. I can say that every day if I got to. The dog days of summer are on their way. This is where you're going to separate, John. These fellas playing good ball right now. When it gets hot, things change.
But what can the dog days of summer take advantage of you, too? Like, you think it's going to take advantage of other people? Don't you think it'll have an effect on you?
We've been there, done that. We know how to deal with this. We know how to manage this. We know how to navigate through this. We know how to be in a, we know how to be in a pennant race.
Okay. Y'all know how to lose in a pennant race, too.
Yeah, so does the Yankees.
We also know how to win in the World Series 27 times.
So does the Dodgers, maybe not 27 times. But I
okay, then that's where you have to, you know, check out of the lounge and let me go up to the VIP lounge and you stay, you know.
No, but, you know,
in the club.
Janet Jackson is somebody I always like. What have you done for me lately?
Well, neither the Dodgers nor the Yankees done anything lately.
No. I got me a World Series 2020. I have me a World Series, my brother.
Man, come on, man. That's the pandemic strikes you at in season. That's like an asterisk. You got to put an asterisk next to that like you got to put one next to your Lakers title.
They play different fellas?
60-game season, Earl.
They play triple A players?
60-game season? 60-game season? Look, you're going to take it any which way you could get it, so that's fine. But it was the 60-game season, my brother. There were no dog days of summer. There was nothing to go through.
Guess what? So you had no chance to adapt. You had no chance to adjust. You couldn't afford a slump. That was more pressure than playing 162 games. Because right now, everybody's saying, Joe, you're doing this. It's June. Anything could happen between now. But right now, if this was the 60 games, we'd have been in trouble, hey?
Yeah. If this was 60 games, it would have already been over because the Yankees are 51 in.
The record reflects the Dodgers are the 2020 World Series champions. That's it. You know, nothing to put behind, nothing.
No asterisk because it was a 60-game season.
You want to say that because you're trying to, that's all right. You say we don't want to be competitive in 162-game season.
And you got to put one against the Lakers on, too?
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that.
All right, Earl. Let's slide up into the home
who's
court, man.
We're sliding
into the home court right now, man.
Oh, sorry. I jumped the gun.
We'll get to that in a second, man. We'll get to the home court right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King. All the breaking local sports news and our full coverage of all our athletes doing big things worldwide. And like I said, it's brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the Zesty Whopper, the new Zesty Whopper. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. You can get it flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Get it by itself or get it as a combo, and it's waiting on you at your favorite BK location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. Grab your Zesty Whopper today. And if we look at the local scenes, one big thing is important, man. Keep voting for Jazz Chisholm in the All-Star Game. MLB.com, go on, vote. You're allowed to vote 5 times a day. Make sure you rock the vote for Jazz. That's number one. Number two. We'll talk tennis. The Bahamas falls to Paraguay, Pearly. Story by Simba French. The team lost 2 matches to 1 to open the Davis Cup play. The Bahamas men's double team of Baker Newman and Marvin Rowe played for a tough match to stop Paraguay from a sweep in Davis Cup competition on Wednesday. They won that match but lost the tie 2-1 at the Costa Rica Country Club in Escano, Costa Rica. The match lasted over a little over 2 hours. Rowe and Newman battled back after dropping the first set 6-2. Pulled off a tough 3-setter, 2-6, 7-5, and 7-6. The Bahamas won the first game on the second set, but Paraguay won the second. It was back and forth, and the score was tied 5-5. Roland Newman won the next 2 games to win the set 7-5. The third set was tougher, and it went to 6-6 before Roland Newman took the final game in a tiebreak to win the set 7-6 and take the match. But nonetheless, they came up short 2-1. So tennis, what's the state of tennis these days, though, Purdy? You know, we got to get back to where we were. When you think about it, you know, we were very illustrious in tennis back in the day. Wouldn't you agree?
We have a pretty decent young team coming up, you know. They're getting there.
Especially with the girls. The girls under 15 are quite talented.
And all the other guys paid their dues before they started. These guys are doing that. They're going to get there because a lot of these guys did well in the NCAA.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on tennis. And like I said, I think the junior programs got some tournaments coming up and some teams traveling, yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that. And, of course, you know, like we told you yesterday when it just went final, the Bahamas ended up winning 2 straight in Central Basket. They took out Turks yesterday to end up 2-3 in the tournament. Lost early but won late, you know, and that's not going to get it done.
No, I just think it's this, I mean, the young team, I think they probably had to jitters the first game or two. And I think if they had to do this all over again, they might have come out 3-2 or even 4-1.
But it makes me wonder, Earl, when you look at the state of basketball, we don't have a junior program anymore. We don't have like mini and super mini, and we don't.
And it's been years since we've got
and,
that.
And we right need now. That. I mean, that was lifeblood to basketball here. That was lifeblood to the Knight League, Division I and Division II. And it also, you know, allowed a lot of kids to get opportunities to go play ball collegiately.
I think
Division II, Division III, wait, Division III, Division II, NAIA, and then NCAA Division I.
Yeah, but I think Grand Bahama has a pretty good program going on. I think it's just Nassau lacking and falling behind.
But then we need to get back to making that happen. How many youth are we losing, especially young males, to senseless violence and gangs?
Yeah, nothing to do. You know,
and so basketball has always been.
These guys are athletic, so I don't see why they can't. They all play sports in some form, somehow, with somebody just drifted away from it for whatever reason.
If you look at it globally, I mean, you know, basketball has been a fabric of inner city sports programs
and used
as a vehicle to get kids out of the hood and into college.
And even right now, the MLB has put so much money into inner city baseball, trying to get more African Americans and more inner city kids to play baseball.
If you look at the numbers in baseball and you take the Latino players out of there, the percentage of African American players in Major League Baseball is scary.
It is. When I look at my Dodger team, I think we may have three, if that many. David Price, Mookie Betts, and I think we got another kid, Hunter. That's it. Our African, the rest are Alberto and Almito, they all the Cuban, Dominican Republic, Latino.
They Blacktinos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and we got to look at it. I mean, I get why Anderson from the White Sox is taken, you know, his opinions are taken so seriously because he's one of the few African-American or black baseball players in America with an opinion and speaks up on a lot of the right issues.
He does.
But every time he speaks out, it's just a glaring, you know, magnification of the fact that African Americans are a serious minority in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you're on the flip side. When you get into the NBA, white Americans are a serious minority in the NBA. So in the inner city, a lot more black Americans are playing basketball. You know, there are a lot more courts in the city. You know, it's hard to find a whole baseball field. You got to go far to find a baseball field, but basketball courts almost in every neighborhood. Kids are playing basketball. So you'll see that more African Americans are probably playing basketball as opposed to baseball, and the flip side of more white Americans are in. And I don't want to say I'm looking at percentage wise because there are more white Americans than there are black, but they're probably in the percentage wise. Probably less white Americans playing basketball than now in terms of the ratio in the population.
Well, we got to do something about it, man. And I think the Bahamas has a great opportunity to get baseball right here, considering that Major League Baseball has considered us the next hotbed for talent. Then we need to get it right.
And we need to representing as well. And, you know, we have Bahamian descendants in the Major League, the two, you know, Clay Thompson, younger brother Tracy, the home run today.
For who?
For the Dodgers, he played right field for the Dodgers.
You all brought him back, but wasn't he up at y'all and you all cut him like Swiss cheese and he ended up in Chicago and so on? What's going on with him?
And now we go and we trade for him. We got him.
Was it a token performance in right field because his brother just won a championship, or is he sticking in the major leagues now?
Well, it depends on how he produces, but he so far he's doing well. He had a double last night, two RBI double last night. To break a tie, and then he hit a home run today. And he played some good defense in right field and played some bookies on the, it was on the IL. Where he stays is how well he produces. The Dodgers need that right-hand power back. So it's up to him. Produce, you stay. You don't produce, you go back down.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how it should be. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Nutty?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner? What's happening?
You know, everything good with me.
Pearly, Gardner has resurfaced, man.
How you doing? Well, you feeling all right?
Doggo Saturday, man. I didn't want you but my Boston Celtics.
Man, we didn't want to hear. We wanted to hear from you. We couldn't hear from you. You was MIA. But what you got for us today, Gardner? That's water under the bridge.
The baseball thing, you know, and the blackness, the lack of black players in the game, you know. you know, I like to say that's the same thing going on. Yeah, the lack of poor black players in the game, yo. You see what I'm saying? This would be have to address here in the Bahamas. You see, the same issue they have in the U.S., they have here. You know, the game, the blacks don't play the game in the U.S. because it's too expensive for them to play. You see?
We need more.
Access in the inner city.
Yeah, you need more programs in the inner city.
The same track and field, the same thing. You see? And, you know, I like to address the thing with Jones, man. You know, with John Krell. What's going on with that?
Well, John Krell, listen, I'll be honest with you. I had a crazy day today, and I have not consumed that article yet. So allow me to read it. I had planned to read it tonight at work, to tell you the truth, when I got off stage.
Cause that's sad, man. You know, that's our only name in the MVP.
No, I mean,
you know, in a major sport,
listen, you know, John Krell deserves all the accolades that she's getting, okay? It's a shame that she has to get them elsewhere and not at home. They should have come at home first a long time ago.
You know, she...
And she's knocking...
She ain't getting the data because of her being black as well as of her sexuality.
No, I can't say that, Gardner.
She has a very popular commercial on ESPN running right now with the kid, the 7-footer guy name again is. And with Trey... Trey from Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, Trey Young.
Trey Young from Atlanta Hawks.
She did an interview with
me. I can't pronounce this guy. I never could get that guy's name right.
But listen, Gardner.
It's a very popular commercial. I've seen it several times.
Real quick, so, I'll be honest with you. She does get a lot of publicity. She's considered one of the faces of the WNBA. She's also...
She did an interview.
Uh-huh.
ESPN, right? Hello?
I'm listening. Go ahead, Gardner.
And she spoke about how the black players in the WNBA don't have as much coverage as the white players, you see?
No, well, that's going to go with marketing. That's going to go with the sponsorship and all of that and who's putting on the product. But as far as the WNBA goes, they've given Jonquel a great amount of publicity. She's considered one of the faces of the leagues. They promote her every chance they get. And because of her stance in the LGBT community and so on and so forth, she's champion causes there as well. So at the end of the day...
She wasn't necessarily saying that she's not getting the publicity. She's speaking, saying that more of the black players in the WNBA needs exposure.
Right.
And that the white players are getting the exposure. And you got to understand one thing now. The people who are spending the money to come in them gym have a different color skin than you or I. So sometimes, through a marketing rate, they push those fellows who have the similar hue so that these people would want to come in and spend money. But Jonquel and some others are up there in terms of promoting the NBA, face of the NBA, and being well known and talked about on ESPN and all the sports channels across the board. Our problem is she's not getting it here, and what she's complaining about. So when Naughty read it, we can have a better discussion about it tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to take it in depth tonight. But you know, Gardner, I feel you with it though. We do need to make sure. With this opportunity you have with baseball, especially with Major League Baseball looking at us, that we get it right. So we get as much guys out there and give them the opportunities to play college baseball and Major League Baseball as we can.
Yeah, same as track and field. I think we're dropping the ball on track and field too, man.
I think we got to restock the cabinets. We can't let the cabinets go bare and have to restock from then. I think we should start restocking them now.
Yeah, we got to put facilities in the schools, you know, and coaches in the schools, you know. That's what we need to do with track and field, with baseball. Even basketball, you know, we gotta put our money where our mouth is.
Hey, Gardner, you ready to get them batting cages started up again?
Hopefully, you know.
Anyway, I ready to talk to you off air, man. I gotta call you off air, man. We need to partner up on that, man.
Soon.
All right, you got the batting cages. I got the marketing. Let's go make this money, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We had somebody. I guess they phone drop off in the motorbike. Got a text to chime in. Hey, Naughty, you're right. We need mini basketball in this country. I'm 64. I started playing mini basketball straight to junior league, high school, and night league. I won MVP in 1978 for the Coca-Cola Arawaks, and I won MVP in Freeport for the Freeport transfer in 1979. All of this is true. Playing mini basketball. Well, congratulations. I wish you'd have said who this was who won all these accolades. And you got to be one of our seasoned veterans. You know what I mean? So thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. But yeah, we do need that.
I don't know. Maybe
that might be somebody in Sad But You there, Pearly.
Excuse me.
You know, you're just a little bit older than me, you know?
I'm not up to 64 yet. See, you know, anyway, we are on the national TV radio. I have to be very coy and very, very, you know, proper.
I'm sure they'll work it out.
Are we finished with the local stuff? I'm going to say who's in and who's out.
Yeah, we be ready for the local stuff. There's a wrap on the local stuff right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And, of course, that text was Mr. Brian Cartwright, Earl, who just chimed in.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right, we can take a break because, you know, I got some stuff in the air fryer here. So quickly,
yeah, you got an air fryer? Man, I got some YouTube videos to teach you how to cook in the air fryer, man.
Say what?
I can teach you how to make prison tacos in the air fryer, man.
I'm becoming quite the air fryer connoisseur. I keep telling people it's my best gift.
All right. Well, guess what? It's all good. We're going to talk more on the flip side of the break. We'll pick up who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros on the flip side of the break. And we'll get you ready for all your game time action coming up tonight right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hey, Dumps, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
You lie!
I telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That look is fit inside the bag, then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But, T.
I know, Dumps, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the wag.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I told it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads continues right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And it's time for Earl's favorite segment, Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check out Tropical Gyros right now, see what all the buzz is going on. Yeah, man, everybody buying those Arawak X stocks, you know, investing. And they definitely see a great product, man. I think they've tasted the goodness, too. I think that's why it's been such a success. But you, if you haven't tried it, you got ample opportunity to try Tropical Gyros, especially if you haven't known them. They're right there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. They're open until 6. Pop on in. Let them hook it up for you, man. Check out the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies, and, of course, the famous jerk chicken salad, all right? And don't forget the tropical bowls as well. They are off the chain, all right? Pop on in. They're definitely going to hook it up for you. Give them a call, 601-5752. Available for takeout. All right, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, be sure to check them out. They're still open right up until 6 p.m. Tropical Gyros. Like I always tell you, the Greeks may have invented the gyros, but Chef Coma perfected them. All right, Pearly, who's in and who's out? You got anything for me tonight? I got a couple of things we need to look at.
Then let me hear you.
Well, let me hear you. So that means you got nothing. All right.
The only thing that's out is I believe the Tampa Bay Lightning going home. Avalanche puts up on them last night. They're leading 3-1. I think they can be
out. But Tampa Bay scored within the first 36 seconds of the game. They came out like gangbusters last night.
And then that was it.
And they went quietly into the night after that. All right.
I don't understand. The Avalanche come for, they hungry.
Well, we got, who's in and who's out tonight, man? You think the Avalanche are in, the Lightning are out in hockey?
No, they lost last night. I'm saying tomorrow night they out. I'm just saying after what I see last night, they out.
All right. Well, Texas chiming in. Earl is absolutely right. Tampa is gone. Here's a couple of things. Who's in and who's out? Who's in Portland? Brand new to Portland, Jeremy Grant. Traded to the Portland Trailblazers for a 2025 first-round pick via Milwaukee and other pre-draft assets per multiple reports. Portland is going to receive Jeremy Grant and a 2022 second-round pick swap, number 46, from Detroit, who's going to receive a 2022 second-round pick swap at number 36, 2025 first-round pick via Milwaukee, 2025 second-round pick. This all according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Woj.
Okay, he's pretty much on the young.
But that still don't make Portland a contender in my book. That still don't put them over the top. So we'll see.
At least I could watch the draft, and now the Lakers are in.
Yeah, I was just going to say the Lakers are in as well, too, now. They're in the second round. The Lakers get in the draft. They acquire the 35th pick in a trade with the Magic. Orlando will get a future second-round pick in the 2028 draft. But this from Los Angeles, the Lakers will get to participate in the NBA draft after acquiring the 35th pick overall from the Orlando Magic on Thursday for cash and a future second-round selection. The Magic that's will get either the Lakers' second-round pick or Washington's second-round pick, which is controlled by the Lakers in the 2028 draft. The deal allows the Lakers to buy their way back into the current draft after the club traded away both of its picks. Los Angeles' eighth overall pick belongs to New Orleans as part of the Pelicans' mammoth haul from the trade of Anthony Davis, while the Lakers' second-round pick was moved in that same multi-team deal to Washington before eventually ending up with San Antonio. And that means we would have had the 10th pick in this year's... The Lakers would have had the 10th pick in this year's draft, Earl.
They would have. But, you know, if you know...
Yeah.
If my, you know, if my uncle was built another way, he would have been my auntie. So, you know.
Right. If your uncle had different plumbing.
Right. So it is what it is.
So we got to see where this goes, man. The Lakers are now backing in with the 35th pick. That's at the top of the second round.
That's number three. That's the third pick in the second. It's 32, right? That's the third pick in the second round.
Now let's see if Pelinka is good. If he could trade that and get him into the first round.
He might do something. You never know.
Get him into the first round for a low first round talent.
That's when none comes in, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. We got to keep an eye on that for sure. But, you know, they're definitely in the second round now. And speaking of the NBA draft, you know, that's coming up tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And look for some more trades to go down. Look for some more things to happen. I think there's going to be some moving and shaking when it comes to the NBA draft tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
Because you got needs on a lot of teams. But at the same time, you got players that now become commodities and you can actually trade and fill those needs on draft day, if not with draft picks, and players coming out of college with veterans who will be on the move in trade packages.
You know, I guess they had no intentions trying to get rid of Westbrook because I thought he would make, because he hasn't signed until the 29th. And I thought it was trying to talk him into signing early. None only signed because he had to sign by the 22nd.
But none's not going anywhere. I think LA may end up keeping him.
Well, you never know. I right now, you never know. The Lakers are so bad, they desperate. They may do anything to try to get another talent there.
Well, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. The draft's coming up at 8 p.m., so we'll see the moves and the maneuvering that goes on. Because
we'll see how it goes, right?
At the end of the day, you know, the NBA always has surprises, and there will always be trades. And you'll see somebody draft somebody, and they won't last maybe 7 minutes with that team before you see the ticker pop up. The eighth pick that was just drafted by Cleveland has now been traded to Orlando. You know?
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is the Banana Man.
What's happening, Banana Man?
I want to share something with you.
What you got?
I want to tell you I'm small.
You can share. You can share anything with me as long as it's not your banana.
Listen, I can tell you how small the world is. I had a 6'5" high school student on spring break last night. He tells me he's coming out in rounds. He's coming out in the maybe 7th pick. You know, I had to get his autograph, right? It might be valuable.
What his name was?
Something Rollin. He's coming out of California for school.
And what did he say he could be?
He said he's coming out 7th pick.
Well, guess what, my brother? If he was going to be the 7th pick in the draft, and I don't want to disappoint you or hurt your feelings, I highly doubt he was going to be in the banana mobile the night before the draft, my brother, if he's the potential 7th pick.
This man, 6'5", 6'6", and he say he's a god.
Well, I know some god, 6'8", 6'9".
I think his name is Chad Coleman.
Chad Coleman?
Yeah, I write it down.
You sure you wrote it down correctly?
Yeah.
Because you used the banana man, I got to make sure.
Todd Holman. You hear me?
All right, I'm looking right now.
With an H?
I can see right now. There's Elijah Holman and Eric Holman. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on a second. We got a Chad Holman sighting, babe.
I don't talk foolishness, man. Naughty, what's going on with you?
And what complexion was this young man?
Man, this nigga, he's 6'5". He's a white boy.
But then you just used the N-word inappropriately because he can't be an N-word if he's a white boy.
Hey, that word don't mean that in the Bahamas. That just means a person.
Okay, but I'm seeing a picture of a Chad Holman here, kid, man.
Naughty, I didn't tell you this, man, and I believe him. And the man gave me $100 tip.
All right, guess what? I'm looking at it right now. And you're actually onto something here, buddy, because you actually got a guy with some Twitter posts.
And he signed an autograph for me, and I said, boy, this might be valuable.
Hold on to it, man. Hold on to it, and we'll see where it goes.
All right, then. It sounds like it's right, right?
I mean, I'm seeing some stuff here. It's a tall white boy. Now, we'll see where he goes.
He's about 6'5". He say he's a god. He go up in the NBA. You know, the students, they only about 18 years old.
Hold on now. You sure it wasn't Chet Holmgren?
Chet Coleman, yes. That's what it is.
Chet Holmgren. Now you're cooking with sense. That's Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga.
Yes.
And you don't know height because he's 7'1".
All right, but anyway.
Yeah, now you're talking about... See, you don't even know who you had in your car. Now, listen, Chet Holmgren, if you're talking about Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga, he is draft eligible, and he is one of the top picks and one of the top, big men in the draft. I don't know if he's going to go number seven. I don't know if he's going to go number seven, but we'll see.
Well,
you keep that autograph, my brother, because I think now that it's Chet Holmgren and not Chad, of course, you're onto something.
Right, well, you know, Chad, you know, them spring breakers that come from the club and they have some libations, so, you know, I gotta get it a little wrong.
You always have libations. That's why I thought you'd get it right. But anyway, it's Chet Holmgren. That's who it is. All right?
Yes, okay.
Be safe, Banana Man. Thanks for chiming in. And we can keep an eye out for Chet tonight in the draft.
Yes, sir.
You know, if he go number seven, you could say he was all drunk. I mean, he was all wet up in the back of my cab.
Man, listen, that fella, I had to put him in front because that's where all the room is. He was all bent up in the front.
He was kapinkalape.
Huh?
He was kapinkle, not
tall.
Even kapunkle.
He was kapinkle up in my car last night.
Because he was too tall.
11 o'clock last night, company safe back to the hotel.
Well, good. We could look for Chet tonight. If he's in town after the draft, we need to find him.
Yeah.
All right, Banana Man. Be safe, man.
All right, man. You be good.
Thanks for chiming in. Earl LaPerre, let's go to the break, man. Our second break right here on Talking Heads Guardian Radio. And we'll be back to wrap it up on the flip side of the break. 5:45 p.m. is the time. And we got a busy night. Where Chet Holmgren was in the 2-4-2. Chet, if you're out there, welcome to the Bahamas. Enjoy and good luck in the draft tonight.
Yes, sir. You really timing these breaks right, because every time you time the breaks, I get to go hit the air fryer and come back. So I liking this, man. Good stuff. I'll be right back.
What you trying to say, that I'm basing my show clock around your air fryer?
I'm basing my air fryer around your show clock.
That's better.
Okay.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Dumps. The boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I'm telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
But look, it's fit inside the bag then, T.
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T.
I know, Dumps, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the vibe.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I told it. I can take this girl, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the Family Islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And Earl the Pearl, we got some NFL news, man. We got to wrap up our in and out segment with and get ready to wrap the show with. But yeah, we got some NFL news. Sad news to begin with, man. Legendary Hall of Famer halfback with the 49ers, Hugh McElhaney. He died at the age of 93, passed away today. He was 93. All right. Now,
never keep, heard of him.
Yeah, but he was 93 early. He played with the 49ers way back when, okay?
Okay.
Probably pre-face mask era, all right? But nonetheless, he was legendary. Boy, listen to me. The Manning family is not happy right now.
Why?
Arch Manning has committed to Texas. Not Tennessee. Not Ole Miss. He has gone whole hog and committed to the University of Texas. And listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
The 6'5", 215-pound nephew of Peyton and Eli. Of course, this is Cooper's son, the older brother, who was a great wide receiver, who a lot of people don't know took a severe neck injury in college, and his career was derailed. But apparently Cooper Manning was who's the old boy who plays for the Rams, the little wide receiver? Cooper Rush? Cooper Kupp? He was Cooper Kupp long before Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he was. He was before Cooper.
He was that good as a wide receiver. Yeah. All right, Cooper Manning. And this is his son, and he is committed to play for the Longhorns. He committed on Thursday. And my God, Earl, if you look at the kid, how America wants a quarterback to be drawn up and look like, if it was took a picture of, it would be Arch Manning. Okay.
So let's get this. Archie went to Ole Miss. Peyton went to Tennessee.
Eli went to Ole Miss.
Eli went to Ole Miss.
Arch going to Texas. And one thing I like about Arch, he don't have the satellite head of his uncles, Eli or Peyton. He got like a normal head. But good looking kid, you know what I mean? Looks like a good athlete. 6'5", 215. And let's be real, he's the best quarterback in all of America right now. He could walk on right now and start at Texas. Don't be surprised if he starts as a freshman.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And one thing I like about this kid, he stayed out of the spotlight intentionally. He's been like reclusive. Yeah. He doesn't get out there and go on the coattails of uncles and grandpa, but he lets his talent speak for itself.
And he's
been on the radar since he was a sophomore going into his junior year in high school.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. Yeah.
And more importantly, managed, he appears to be the real deal. All right?
No, from what I've seen, from what I've heard, he's the real deal.
He is the real deal. And apparently, when you talk that the Texas is ready once again to proclaim it is back, the program's 2021 record of 5-7 didn't back up the statement in Steve Sarkisian's first season at the helm. But Sarkisian and his staff are making enough news in recruiting for folks to again take the Longhorns seriously, at least on paper. And part of that is getting a quarterback like Arch Manning to commit. And
they in the SEC?
Yeah, and check this out. There's a very interesting scenario. Okay? Uh-huh. In-state product Quinn Ewers transferred from Ohio State to Texas after just one season in Columbus and is penciled in as the future of the program. Now, Manning's commitment might throw a wrench into the plan or set the Longhorns up for quite a run of quarterbacking success. Ewers could make the leap to the NFL after just two seasons at Texas if he so desires, which would place the Longhorns on a roadmap of 1 year with Ewers and Manning sharing the same quarterback room before he takes over. So he's still in a good position.
And he may need that 1 year.
And yeah, it might be good that he take the pressure off, avoid the spotlight one more year, let Ewers do what he needs to do, and then you take over the team as you need to.
Exactly. That's a good move. I like that.
But I just like the fact he went to Texas. He did not do the traditional Manning thing and stay in either Ole Miss or Tennessee. He ran into Texas, which is a great program.
I think it's probably better for him to go to Texas because he won't be in the shadow of his uncles in either of those two schools. I think it's better for him to go to Texas. I think he'd be in a better place at Texas.
I got an interesting text here referring back to Jonquel, Earl. How about this one? Naughty, why does Jonquel Jones not get any recognition from Bahamians or even Bahamian politicians here in the Bahamas? She doesn't get the same press coverage as other athletes, like, for example, Shawnee Milowebo or any kind of public recognition from corporate Bahamas either. And you are well-connected in corporate Bahamas, so why no love from corporate Bahamas? Well, you got to ask corporate Bahamas. I got to make sure I take care of the love they show me and the love I could show indirectly to other community organizations and youth sports programs through that.
I want to squash that argument.
Don't ask me. I couldn't tell you why.
Hold on, Naughty. Let me say this. I understand the point they're trying to raise, but you got to understand track and field is a premium.
Let me just finish.
I know you can bring your comedian out.
Texter just finishes. She is the best female basketball player in the WNBA and in the world. All right, boom. That was just finishing the text. So now you can
My track and field is a premier sport in this country. It is watched and loved by thousands of Bahamians. Women's basketball is just now growing. WNBA is 25 years old, and they're just now making the proper inroads for the popularity and the growth of women's basketball in the United States. It ain't there like that here right now. I don't think it has anything to do with anybody's sexuality or anything like that. I just believe that women's basketball does not have the popularity worldwide in the Bahamas like track and field does. So Shawnee will get the props. Shawnee will be big up like that because of track and field. Devin will get the props, will get big up like that because of the track and field. But Jonquel will not get it here because it's not her. Women's basketball is just not popular like that here. That's a reality. Now, what we have to do to grow the popularity, and let's talk about that. And then
Right. That's a different conversation, you know? All right.
You know, so it's up to us to keep talking about her and showing what she does. And trust me, I got all kinds of sports up. And then my favorites, her team, the Connecticut Sun, is one of my favorites. So that's on the top of my sports scores coming into me. And the first thing I do is I'm a Dodger. I pull in for her in Connecticut Sun and women's basketball, and I check her stats every game. I don't pull for the Marlins, but I check Jazz Chisholm's stats every game. I check Buddy Hield's stats every game. I check everybody, all the Bahamas, their stats. So I do follow her. So it's up to us to keep talking and encouraging Bahamians to follow her. Women's basketball kind of cool. I kind of like it.
If you like to watch fundamental basketball and watch, you know, teams play solid, traditional type basketball, you got to watch the WNBA for sure.
Yes.
All right, I got some baseball scores in from the early games today. You got Colorado and Miami. Miami took care of Colorado 3-2. Let's see what Jazz did in that one.
One for three, two strikeouts.
Okay, one for three.
I tell you, I check the stats, right?
There you go. I was just testing you to see if you checked the stats. The Atlanta Braves did Earl a favor. They took care of the Giants. They knocked them off 7-6. The Dodgers took care of the Cincinnati Reds 10-5. Pittsburgh took care of the Chicago Cubs 8-7. Minnesota knocked off the Cleveland Guardians 1-0. The Milwaukee Brewers took care of the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4. Games on tap tonight, 7:05. The Houston Astros and the New York Yankees. Hey, that's a good one to watch right there, Pearly.
Yeah.
8:10, you got Baltimore and the Chicago White Sox. 9:40, Philadelphia and San Diego. Light night in Major League Baseball. NBA draft to watch tonight as well. So we'll see what your Lakers do with that 35th pick that they just acquired. I'm interested to see what the Memphis Grizzlies do.
Guardians game last night, that was one of the most exciting baseball games. Guardians walk off on them last night, 11-10. It was really, really an offensive, fun game.
You know what? I gotta take a day off and just try put one of your sports 24-hour periods, like starting with baseball at 12, like the midday games, the 1 o'clock games, and then go straight through.
Listen, I agree. You can cause me full fun of myself, but, you know, I was in the forced retirement. What do you want me to do?
Well, listen, teach me, man, because when I get into forced retirement, I want to slide right in. I need a program to follow, you know?
I got you.
All right, man. Pearly, be safe, man. Thanks for chiming in, and we'll do it again tomorrow, man. For Earl the Pearl in Zoom land, my super producer, Kermie D, man, and everybody who chimed in today and all your contributions, good stuff, my talking heads. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Have a great Thursday. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We out.